Welcome back. Well, Rivian continues its climb after closing up 22% on its second day of trading, that after a 29% gain on its initial debut. Backed by behemoth Amazon and Ford, is it assured a place at the top of the EV space? Here to discuss it all is Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre. And Inez, is this the first real competition we are seeing for Tesla in this space?
Is this a Tesla 2.0, are what some investors are asking. Well, it's very interesting because there was a note out by the co-founder of DataTrack, Nicholas Kolas, who actually used to be an auto analyst. And what he was noting was Rivian's valuation, and that Rivian's valuation now makes Rivian a real competitor when it comes to Tesla in the eyes of investors as far as investor dollars are concerned. But he's saying that this is really a legitimate competition for institutional investors. What he's saying is basically that during IPOs, when you have IPOs, some investors cycle out of some of the older names and go into the newer names. So he points out that Rivian out of the gate had an $86 billion valuation, around the same as GM's, a little bit more even than Ford's valuation. He says, on the one hand, this is reasonable because you have Amazon, which is an investor, has 22% stake. You've got Ford that is also an investor. But on the other hand, Tesla's market cap didn't reach $100 billion until January of 2020, when it was delivering around 100,000 vehicles per quarter. So you can certainly see this valuation that was given to Rivian and how much time it took Tesla to get to $100 billion market cap. And it's very interesting because Josh Wine from Hennessy Funds had spoken to Yahoo Finance yesterday and was talking about this success from a markets point of view of Tesla, of Rivian. And you would think that with these valuations, you would think that the general, traditional automakers like GM, like Volkswagen, like Nissan, like they weren't working on electric vehicles, on getting their electric vehicles out, that they wouldn't be working hard at that. Basically saying that when you look at these valuations, look at also at the traditional automakers, and perhaps those are undervalued now.
Yeah, and I mean, we also had Elon Musk weighing in on this too, kind of pointing out that, you know, there aren't a lot of, the reason why there's, you know, excitement around a Tesla competitor is because there's not a lot of startups that have been able to do what Tesla's been able to do. And so I guess on Twitter, I don't want to say he was taunting Rivian, but kind of pointing out they still got a long way to go.
Yeah, that's right. And why don't we pull up that tweet? Because it's an interesting tweet that Elon Musk put out there. He said, there have been hundreds of automotive startups, both electric and combustion, but Tesla is the only American car maker to reach high volume production and positive cash flow in the past 100 years. I hope they're Rivian able to achieve high production and break even cash flow. That is the true test. What's interesting is that really for years, critics had underestimated Tesla, had been pointing to Tesla's cash burn. And Elon Musk in 2018 had said that they would deliver positive cash flow in the third quarter of 2018. So again, is Rivian a Tesla 2.0? Tesla has quite a head start when it comes to Rivian. I mean, Tesla just delivered 500,000 vehicles last year. Year to date, it's delivered 627,000. Rivian has so far delivered about 42 vehicles to its employees. So it still has a long way to go, but certainly that comparison is being made by market watchers.
On all that growth, too, we should point out for Tesla, it was kind of in a time where they were the only ones with all the pizzazz, shall we say, in the EV space. Now, clearly, a lot of other automakers catching back up. We'll see how that one goes. And S4A bringing us the latest there on the EV front.